Okay.
So, yeah.
So, well, generally speaking, what happened is as we get into the project, we realized that we were building a nicer school than we thought. And it caused us to keep adding nicer things to keep up with how good it was. So, at the very initial plan, we didn't have a swimming pool. So the first plan was no swimming pool.
Oh.
First plan was natural grass for a soccer field.
Oh, so all the field is inside?
Yeah. So all that was the first. So the first plan really was to build a school for academics and then a play field similar to what we had before. But then as we moved along, we started to realize that that would not meet our needs because in the first discussion with teachers, they were thinking the old school we had and how could we build another school like that? And I was thinking, I don't want to build a school like that. I want to build a different school.
Right.
So we started out with just an academic area with so-so playgrounds and so-so art facility.
Oh.
But once we kept having conversations, we realized now we changed our philosophy. And the philosophy was, if we're going to do it right, or don't do it at all. Stay in the old school. Either build the best school you can build or stay in the old school. So we changed. So once we finally did that design, we included the swimming pool, we included an artificial turf, we included a nice theater rather than kind of a... Originally, it was going to be like a cafeteria theater.
Oh.
Cafetorium.
Oh, like last, like the
like last time, yeah. Oh. And we just said no. We're not gonna do that. We're gonna become a school with 3A. So the theater was upgraded significantly. The size of the school was increased a little bit, and then the athletic field was almost entirely different from what we originally planned.
Oh.
And then on the dining hall, the roof of the dining hall that was gonna be a little theater.
Right.
Because it wasn't very expensive to build a little theater.
Oh, so this is going to be a little...
But the truth is, we wouldn't use it. It's too hot. And we have plenty of places to have events anyway. The courtyard, the exhibition hall, the theater. So I made a change myself on that, thinking you never have enough area for play areas.
Oh.
So then it was going to become just a playground, a utility area for elementary school kids, playground for elementary school kids. But then a parent came in and said, I'm willing to put a nice tarp floor on that and make it into a tennis court.
Oh,
so we compromised. So the parent is paying for the nice big fence around it and the high end, the rubber surface is better than the outdoor basketball courts. So the compromise was we use it for tennis mornings and afternoon, but during the school day, it will be for the elementary kids' phys ed. And then high school kids can play tennis off in time. So we'll schedule it as both. It'll be a tennis court and a PE, additional PE field.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
And then, of course, when we finally put the swimming pool in, the conversation was maybe it was going to be an outdoor swimming pool.
Right.
But we don't have the space for it.
Uh-huh.
So we fought hard and put an indoor swimming pool in. And then the parking garage, that was a question at first. Because the first plan was outside parking, but once again, you put outside parking, you shrink the size of the building.
Right.
So we tried to maximize the space that we have, which meant you had to go underground parking. So those are the big changes.
Oh, okay. Wow, interesting.
Yeah, it was significant. But.
Wow. Like, the tennis court really surprised me, because, like, at first I didn't know about it. And then, like, last Saturday, you took us through the building, and I was like, I was really surprised with the tennis court.
Yeah.
I told some of my friends, they're really surprised as well.
Yeah. We also tried to keep a few surprises for you along the way. When kids see the swimming pool, no matter how much they've heard about it, they're going to be surprised. When they see the dance room, they're going to be surprised.
Oh, yeah.
When we get that weight equipment, it's small, but they're going to be surprised. I mean, that's my hope. I think everybody's going to be surprised at how nice this whole thing is.
Right. Wow, that's... It's really excited. So the next question, will there be like more construction past phase two, or is it like done?
It's pretty much finished after phase two. We have what we dreamed of having,
right.
More than we dreamed of having. there'll be little things like under the bleachers.
All right.
I'm going to try to enclose that and use it as a storage area. That won't affect the students any, but make that the storage.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be small changes along the way. I'm not completely happy with the rooftop yet, grass, and so we'll probably be fooling with that, trying to figure things out. But the goal, my goal, is to leave things alone for at least 2 years, because it takes 2 years to for you to get comfortable in the new building, and it takes 2 years for the building to get comfortable with us. So I worry that this was designed for a purpose, and we're using it for the way it was designed.
Right.
But I worry that people might come in and say, oh, the exhibition center, we can make that into 4 classrooms. More students, that's great. But it defeats the whole purpose of openness. The greatest accomplishment that I see through this whole thing is I hear people talking creatively all the time. Oh, we can use this for that, or we can have a dance over there, or we can... That's what it's all about. So I don't want to lose that. Once you start making it all your free space, you make it into classrooms and occupy it, you can't be creative anymore. All
right.
So I can see down the road, I can see robotics coming in.
Oh yeah.
I can see a school becoming big into more areas of technology. I mean, we have all this great state-of-the-art technology, but really and truly, what are we doing with social media? You know, when people go on our school Facebook website, they see 7-month-old.
Oh yeah, that's pretty.
So little things like that I can see coming. And I also see changes in more in curriculum, but I see the theater taking off 2 to 10 years down the road, because I predict, and I hope you keep this statement, show people someday, the world is moving back into communications again. Because of technology and the way the world has gone, people aren't communicating as well as they should anymore. So you're getting hate out in the world, you're getting misunderstandings, you're getting people closing their minds rather than open. The American election is a perfect example. It's a sad story. I mean, I don't care what anybody says, it's a very sad story. So I want us to start doing more in speech and more in debate. I want to offer culinary arts courses. Facilities now. You know, I want us to offer language and performance as a group one IB course, which we don't offer now. That's the most valuable group one course you can offer, and we don't offer it. So I think this building is going to allow us to do things that we never dreamed we can do, and we're going to be a better school because we're going to offer programs that are going to help you all to communicate. Everybody should be on stage. Communicate more. That's going to make a major role in getting the colleges you want to go. And, you know, being a company wants to hire people who can go sell a product. If you can't sell yourself, how do you sell a product? We have to teach our kids to sell themselves. So that's what. Same thing with athletics. We have a weight room, now we have a dance room, now we're going to have advanced phys ed. Now we're going to have IB courses out there too. That's the future for my eyes.
It all connects together.
Yeah. Can't do anything without the facilities. And you have to grow into the facilities. You can't just start offering them, you know, little by little. Yearbook is a great course. We can't offer it anymore. Technology is a great course as an elective, not a requirement. Because there's too much for guys like you to want to take.
Right.
And I don't want to box you into courses because I want to be more of a liberal arts school.
Right.
So that's what we're going to
do. It's like a small event, like a huge, like bigger picture.
That's exactly. Go small and grow. But you've heard me say this before. I can't do anything to change KAS tomorrow. But 3 years from now, I can change
it.
So I'm trying to always, always, always think 3 to 5 years ahead. What do our students need for the graduating class of 2020? That's how I have to think. And then we have to go on that journey. You guys are in this building because when you were fourth and fifth graders, we're having conversations. So, you know, what are our students going to need when they graduate? And you couldn't have made it with the old building. I mean, you'd have graduated, of course, but you wouldn't have the opportunities you have now. And you've seen them yourself. I mean, just all the change. You're a different person today. Because we've been able to use...
Pretty different.
Facilities that we never even had available to us before.
Yeah, it's really different. So next question. What are your personal thoughts? And, like, what was the best part about all the process through phase 1 and phase 2?
students, just watching students' reactions. The best part for me was the best, probably one of the best days of my entire professional life was when I went out into that courtyard and watched the art kids put on the sword fight.
Oh yeah, I went through that too.
Yeah, and because I was sitting there saying to myself, I was watching the kids. I still, nobody calls it but me, but I still call it the Coliseum, because that day, I looked up the four floors and I saw all the students standing around watching, cheering on this IB art program. And I'm saying to myself, we're almost there. And this is American education.
Yeah.
This was my dream. Not the facility for having a beautiful facility that people come in and like, but to have students take advantage of something and say, we can be creative. Look what you did. We didn't do anything. That came from the students. And I've seen a lot of dances. I've seen just so many changes. Dances are so much better now because kids decorate and they do. It's just a different mindset. And that's the best part for me, is I've just seen incredible growth by our students. Pride. Mm-hmm. You know, in the old school, no matter how good the teachers were and how good you guys were, it's hard to be proud when you're going to a school you want anybody to know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and our reputation was what, the lazy people's school. And,
oh yeah, they tend to kill us.
Yeah, now what do you hear? You hear Kaohsiung American School. Wow, that beautiful school up there in Zone District. I mean, that's what I hear all the time from people.
Yeah, like every time I take a taxi and then the driver asks about like KS, what K is about.
We had 800 groups come through this school last year alone taking tours.
Wow.
800. Oh. And that, what that does, I think, is it gives you a reason to be proud.
Mm.
And now, because people come in here, now they see how good we are.
Oh, yeah.
You see, in the past, they were outside the walls. They didn't see how good our students were.
Oh, yeah,
how great our teachers were. Now when people come and take tours, they walk around, they come to me and go, wow, everybody seems so happy. I've never seen a school everybody so happy. We had, my first year here, we had 9 college counselors come on our campus. Right now, we've had over 120 just this year.
Wow.
We're at a point now where Mr. Bishop and I are talking about how do we stop people coming in. We have too many people coming. Who would ever have dreamed of that?
Yeah.
You see, it's all, like you said, it's all combined. But without the facility, we wouldn't have any of it. So the most exciting thing for me is watching us do yesterday, or 2 days ago, watching the soccer kids kick the ball. I just stand on the sideline saying, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. The first time I see kids win the swimming pool, I'm going to be saying, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know, 3 years from now, every student in KS will be a swimmer, will be able to swim.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. You take life savings courses. To me, that's what it's all about, the students. It's the good feeling of seeing the students happy and getting what they rightfully deserve, because we have great students and they deserve this.
Oh. One last question. Students, like, we're all really excited. Is it like any unique facilities like that are really rarely seen in like Asia and in the world?
Sure. Number one, we're the only silver lead school pre-K through 12 in all of Asia. So that's number one. Health. Number two, we're the only school in Taiwan, pretty sure the only school in Asia, but not positive, but we're positive we're the only school in Taiwan that has the court infill soccer field. Nobody has that. We have the best grass that you can get in Asia. We have the best grass that are available. So the people that installed our field said we have the best drainage, the best actual turf, and the best infill of any school in all of Taiwan, probably all of Asia. There's only one other really legitimate electronic swimming pool in Asia, probably a handful in the world, probably few, if any, other schools that have them. Now, there's one couple of schools in Taiwan that have them, but they're copycat. You know, they're not really the true power. They're built like ours, but you can't move them up and down like ours. Ours, you know, the 8 minutes makes it all. That's why we have it, because little kids can go in and you can go in on the same day.
Oh, yeah, because it's the different.
Yeah, because you can move very quickly. So the swimming pool is very, very unique. As you know, you don't see a lot of dance studios in schools. That dance studio.
Oh, yeah. None.
None of them have. None of them have before. No gyms in Taiwan have the floor that we have. We have an NBA floor, the thin strips with a cushion underneath. So our floor is just as good as and better than most NBA courts.
Wow.
So we've had that state of the art. So I think those are probably the biggest things. And then the other thing I would say is, if you package the whole school,
mm-hmm.
nobody in Asia has a school like this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nobody has all three. An incredible arts facility, incredible athletic facilities, incredible academic wing. Nobody, probably even in the entire world, unless they're an elite prep school from the States.
Oh.
Nobody really has that for a school of 800.
Yeah, like compared to the school we went to for international trip.
Like a North Yarmouth Academy.
Yeah. It was really different. Like
they can't hold a candle to you.
Yeah, like their technology compared to ours, like we're using projectors and then.
I've left out the technology these, but see, even technology, you put it all together, there isn't anything like us.
Yeah.
And you've heard me say it before. We wanted a school that was different, built for the next 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
You now have a school that's different, built for the next 50 years. There's no place in the world that built a school for the next 50 years that's different. It just hasn't. Everybody walks in and says, we built the first floor here to look like a business, because this is a business area. Second floor, we put the nice wood in, paperwood, to make it look like a true professional arts facility. And then the classrooms have the hard rubber that you would see in most schools. But we broke this into this looks like a company down here, looks like a professional theater upstairs, looks like a professional sports arena out back, and then the classrooms are bigger than, that's the other thing, our classrooms are 1.5 times larger than the recommended average in an American classroom.
Oh.
So we have space everywhere.
You don't
see that in schools today.
Oh.
Especially in city schools.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah, like, compared to like local schools in Taiwan, I have been to some of them, pretty small. Like in terms of size, like their tables are really, they're squished up. Like there's not much space in between each.
Right, there is not much space.
Yeah.
And then you don't have the desks that you can move around as easy as ours to move your room around. There are very few high schools and probably not many colleges that have a better lecture hall than we do.
Oh yeah.
Lecture hall too. So I think, you know, I think that we did a really nice job. We had, in fairness to the local schools, we had 7 years to prepare for this.
Oh yeah.
And we spent 5 years designing it and 4 years building it.
Wow.
So it's a 9-year project.
Mm.
Most public schools anywhere in the world, they don't have 9 years to prepare. They have to build and get it open within a couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
So they can't design it. I had a chance to visit hundreds of schools. This is the 7th school I've been in charge of building in my career.
Wow.
So I've learned a lot from the mistakes of the other 6. And then we picked people's brains. We had plenty of time. I met with every teacher. I met with students.
Mm-hmm.
I had students pick the chairs. I met with parents. And really, we were given the time. Our school was wonderful because they gave us the time to do this thing right. Like I said, this is once in a lifetime deal.
Yeah.
Let's do it right.
Yeah. Even for me, like, when I go to Acumen's trips, like, the schools are really different from ours in terms of, like, just the surrounding environment. Yeah, like, the building. Like, for example, BCIS, their basketball court is, like, just rubber. And then when you fall down, you get a scraped knee. But if it's in our court, if you fell down, it might just, like, a bruise, but it's
right.
going to be fine.
And in our court, you're less likely to have a knee injury or an ankle injury because it has GIF.
Oh.
Where those schools are built on concrete.
Yeah.
And ours is built on foam. You just think, it's just common, you know, you say it's common sense. Yeah, I got it. You can jump a lot higher, but it's a lot safer for you, too.
Yeah.
And our school, I mean, it doesn't look like a typical school. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, like, there was one time, I was just sitting out at the car area waiting for my mom. And it was really funny. Like, three students from Dai, they walked over here, and they thought this was like some university. They're like saying in Chinese, but they're like, "Is this a university or something?" And then I didn't answer because they're talking on their own. But I was just like, it was really cool.
It
like,
is good. It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
You know the movie that was filmed here, and then the series that was filmed here.
Oh yeah, the music video, right?
Yeah. And then the music video is here. So three things in the view. One is going to be a story about a young kid from Orchid Island. That's going to come out in April. The premiere is going to be here, so we'll get a chance to see it.
Oh, nice.
And the director thinks it's going to be a big, big hit in Taiwan. The other story is that weekly series that's going to start next month, I think, it's called Midnight Cowboy or something, Midnight Diner or something like that, by the very famous director in Taiwan, Mr. Tsai something.
Uh-huh.
And then and then the music video. Well, I asked him, I said, so talk to me, why you pick, I think he said, because this is the greatest place to do filming. It's light. You know, when you say what's different, we're also the most transparent building in the world.
Oh, yeah.
There's no building in the world, no school in the world that's as transparent as that. And the natural light, and it's healthy. But anyway, he said that in when they did the filming for the Orchid Island, they spent 2 hours just out here in this little courtyard taking pictures of each other.
All right.
So when people come in, they go, oh my God, I've never seen anything like this. Not even, I've never seen a school like this.
Mm.
They say, I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it. And yet, as big as it is, mm-hmm. we still kept the closeness. We saved the culture, because you can, still can see all your friends each day.
Oh, yeah.
Other schools this big, you might have your best friends, you might not see them for a week or two.
Oh, yeah, true.
Here, because of the courtyard setup, you can see everybody.
Yeah.
So I just think that it really, the architects were brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got a great, so I hope the students, the thing I worry about is, you can appreciate it because you came from the old school.
Oh, yeah.
I tell people it's from the outhouse to the penthouse.
Uh-huh.
But kids who come here for the first time, they don't know.
I'll take it for granted.
Yeah, they take it for granted. They didn't know we had. But honest to goodness, our students, the same people, I look at people like, you know, one of the young men I'm thinking about, when he came to school, he didn't talk, now he's up on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking to the students. I just see kids who had all this talent inside him, but no way to bring it out. Now everybody's talent's coming out. And it's just so much fun to see students. You know, we're going to have great plays on that theater someday.
Mm.
8 years ago, we couldn't get kids to perform in the winter concert. You know that. Remember, it was such a joke. Nobody wanted, all the good musicians said, I'm not going to go up there and embarrass myself.
True.
Now people are fighting to go on stage. The change is just, we had upright pianos before. Now we have baby grand and a grand.
Uh-huh.
I just think that it's an atmosphere that's much different. Nobody's fault with the past atmosphere, but it's just a different atmosphere. And when I get 1,000 people, like everybody says, it's impossible to get chemistry teachers. They're the hardest teachers in the world to get. We have 5 good applications.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We had over 1,000 applications for 5 positions.
Wow.
People want to, it's because of Taiwan, too.
Oh.
But still, our name is out there. Mr. Bishop will tell you.
Oh.
He and I went to Bangkok for the college fair, and there were 88 American colleges and 150 total. Mm-hmm. We didn't go to one single table that didn't say, Kaohsiung American School, we heard all about you. Well, we've been there, we love it. Everybody knows who we are.
Yeah.
It's a different feel. When people read your applications, they're going to be going, oh, Kaohsiung American School, read that one.
Oh.
Who's going to be a graduation speaker? The assistant dean at UCLA in charge of Asia, Ms. Connie Wu, that spoke at the lecture hall last year, with a pretty full house.
And
lo and behold, by coincidence, we're talking about how much she was impressed by our school. And I said, why don't you come and be my graduation speaker? And she goes, really? You want me to be? I said, yeah. I mean, you're young. We've never had a female do a graduation speech before.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got what everybody wants, UCLA.
Oh.
And she says, I'd love to come. And then after I hire her, you know what she said to me? This is very emotional. I said, why? And she said, you don't know this. Because my family lives with me. I live with my family in California. But she said, my mother was born and raised in Kaohsiung.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that unbelievable? Things like that would never happen in the old school. That's my point. Things like that would never happen in the old school. And now colleges know who we are. When I go to meetings, other directors, they want to talk about, God, I've heard so much about the school. Everybody's talking about Kaohsiung American. We're the hottest talk, not just in Asia, in the whole world. People know who we are now. I just got an applicant for a second grade, for a kindergarten position, a pre-K position. And she said, I said, why would you be looking at us? She said, well, I was doing a Google search, and I asked my director. This is up in Dubai.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I asked my director if he knew of any really good schools. He said, take a look at Kaohsiung American School.
Wow.
I never heard of his name. I never heard of him before.
Uh-huh.
So that's all because of this.
Wow. Yeah. It's like, I don't know how to say this, like, getting wider connections and stuff. Yeah,
he just opens a lot of doors. And you guys, when you come back to visit after you graduate, people say, where'd you go to school? You said Kaohsiung American. So that's like saying went to Stanford. You know? Before, if you Kaohsiung American, I'd go to a community college. Right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds kind of different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with the kids, it just had to do with what we have.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Good.
Thank you.
You're